Now it's time for us to talk about travel. It is that time of year when many of you are getting ready for your holiday, and I think some of you will be lucky enough to be heading overseas. And it's been a while since a lot of us traveled. We've had 3 years of a COVID pandemic and lockdown, and so some of you may be a bit rusty when it comes to managing your finances when you go overseas. Joining us now for some advice is Chantelle Robertson, the head of cross-border advice at FNB, and she's got a helpful checklist for us to ensure that any travel abroad is hassle-free and you don't blow your budget. Chantelle, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What is the one very, very most important thing that you should do when it comes to finances and traveling overseas?
Sure. Always a tough one, that choosing the most important, but I guess the planning and the costing of that has probably got to be the first one. And the more time you have to plan, the better, because obviously then it's about being able to squirrel some money away and getting it into hard currency earlier rather than later, so that you don't have any nasty surprises closer to the time when you are booking those trips.
Indeed. And Chantelle, I believe that you have put together a checklist of things that one should do. Can you run us through that, please?
Yeah, sure. So I think that, sort of the top of mind is always around the travel insurance. And that's really just from a peace of mind perspective. You know, when we ask about people often say, what is the importance of that? And I think as with anything in life, you know, whenever there's certain, when we sort of embarking on something different and uncertain, you need to make sure that travel insurance is there. The other thing then is around, as I mentioned in the beginning, you know, the funding and the costing. It's important to understand how much this trip is going to cost you, and also how you fund it is important. So, you know, I talked about squirreling away money. You know, the kind of thing that you want access to is a currency account earlier rather than later that you can actually put some funds into, and that gives you additional benefits. So, for example, the FNB Global Card or Global Account has got a card that you can use against it, and then that gives you access to the lounges across the world. You know, from our perspective at FNB, we're very proud of our slow lounges and the experiences that we have domestically. So I think it's super cool that you've got access to lounge key beyond the SA borders, especially as you say now that we've got access to international travel. So the costing is important, travel insurance. The other thing, of course, is around, you know, what do we use and how do we fund that trip? So your single discretionary allowance, which everybody over the age of 18 is entitled to, that's your million rand allowance. And that's the usage, that's the allowance that you basically use. And it's very important that you actually stick to that limit. And I know that sounds odd, right? But one of the things that we've seen over the past 12 or probably 11 months now is with the borders opening up, that South Africans are very eager to travel abroad. And unfortunately, what that then means is that they a lot of those who've been able, privileged to travel as much, they're reaching those limits. So that's been something that's quite important in terms of how you manage that. And what people also don't realize is that when you fund something like a global account with your single discretionary allowance, then when you travel abroad, you should be using the debit card on that account. Because if you use your single, your South African debit or credit cards, the problem then is that gets counted against your single discretionary allowance. And unfortunately, if you've utilized that in full, you'll be over the limit, and that's not a good position to be in at all, because your limits are blocked and cards are blocked. So again, you know, it's very important that you have a good understanding as to what allowances you've used through the year, and then also how you're accessing that. Because obviously, if you've put money into a global account, then that's a card that you use when you travel. And there's additional benefits, as I mentioned, you know, with the lounges, as well as then from a commissions and costing perspective. So yeah, I suppose that's a little bit of your highlights package.
Chantelle, if one just has a regular South African account, is it still necessary, like it was some years ago, to advise your banker that you will be traveling and out of the country so that they don't assume the foreign purchases are fraudulent?
So, that happens, I suppose, in terms of housekeeping. You could do it, but it's certainly not necessary, you know, anymore. because the way the banking system operates now, you know, it's pretty sophisticated from a cross-border perspective. You know, the ease of transacting and making payments cross-border, very different to, you know, to what we would have seen in the last even 10 years ago.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. That is Chantel Robertson, the head of cross-border advice at FNB, just giving us some helpful advice for those of us that may be going overseas this holiday season. If you are going overseas, pop me a message and let me know where you're going. I will live vicariously through you this holiday because I will be staying right here in Cape Town.